Mimosa, a novel of Cornwall, 1788 to 1790, by Winston Graham. Read by Claire Corbett. Having given way to Elizabeth and made the effort to go to church, Francis had felt a slow change of mood. This country farmer squire life he led left him bored and frustrated almost to death. He longed for the days he had lost. But now and then, since all things are relative, his boredom waned and he forgot his frustration. It was the more strange today since he had been so angry over the sheep. But the afternoon was so perfect that it left no room in a man's soul for discontent. Walking here with the sun-warmed air on his face, he had come up against the fact that it was good just to be alive. There was perhaps a certain pleasure in finding most of the congregation waiting outside for them, ready to bob or touch their hats as they came by. After grubbing about the farm all week, one was curiously grateful for this buttress to one's self-esteem. Even the informal sight of Judd Painter sitting on one of the distant gravestones drinking a mug of ale was not to be cavilled at. The church was warm, but did not smell so strongly as usual of mildew and worm and stale breath. The thin little curate, bobbing about like an earwig, was not an active irritation. And Joe Permuen, rasping away at the bass viol as if it were a tree trunk, was worth liking as well as laughing at. Joe, they all knew, was no angel and got drunk Saturday nights, but he always sawed his way back to salvation on a Sunday morning. They had said the psalms and read the lessons and echoed the prayers, and Francis had been gently dozing off to sleep when the sudden bang of the church door roused him. A new worshipper had come in.